Objective: the aim of this study was to investigate and compare the effectiveness of mental deactivation therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy based on Hoffman's model on state trait anxiety and fatigability in adolescents with generalized anxiety disorder. Materials and methods: this experimental study used a pre-test-post-test design with a control group and a follow-up test. The population of this study included all adolescents with generalized anxiety disorder in Busher County, from which 45 individuals were selected using purposive sampling based on inclusion and exclusion criteria. The participants were randomly assigned to three groups: 15 to the first experimental group, 15 to the second experimental group, and 15 to the control group. Participants responded to the state trait anxiety inventory and the fatigue severity scale. Group 1 received a 12-weekly session, 120-minute therapy program based on the Jeladari guide, and Group 2 received a 12-weekly session, 120-minute therapy program based on the Hoffman and Otto guide, while the control group did not receive any intervention. Data were analyzed using univariate and multivariate covariance analysis and Bonferroni post-hoc test with SPSS26. Findings: the results of the multivariate covariance analysis indicated a significant difference between the post-tests of the groups. Bonferroni post-hoc test results showed that both experimental groups led to a reduction in anxiety and fatigability compared to the control group. Moreover, mental deactivation therapy had a better performance in reducing anxiety and fatigability compared to cognitive behavioral therapy based on Hoffman's model. Conclusion: based on the results, it can be concluded that mental deactivation therapy, due to its individualized nature, is more effective in treating individuals with various needs and issues. In contrast, cognitive behavioral therapy based on Hoffman's model, due to its primary focus on social anxiety disorder, has lower efficacy in treating non-anxiety disorders.